Today is International Day for Disaster Reduction. The day is marked annually to create awareness on disaster risk reduction and to appeal to governments and heads of state to build more disaster-resilient communities in their countries. In Ghana, NADMO is observing the day with a forum at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center under the theme, Resilience is for Life. It draws attention to the plight of the aged in times of disaster. Our reporter, Gloria Anderson, is on the line. She has just arrived here, so we'll ask her to tell us what exactly is happening.
Thank you. Today at Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center, the aged from various sectors were all at Kofi Annan, and they both talked about their plight and the fact that disaster reduction policies do not consider them. For example, if there is a disaster, who carries the aged? Who is going to even know that there's someone of this caliber here, and so we need to give a special attention to that person? So those were some of the issues that came up. It was surprising that Ghana does not have a specific action plan for the aged, like, for example, where they should report to, what happens to them when there is a disaster. And so even though they don't have this, they'd make an effort to ensure that they include the aged on all technical committees they have at NADMO, so that they can also make contributions as to how they can be protected during disasters.
Now, so how is the day actually being observed, generally speaking?
Well, they just brought the aged together, and then they discussed the plight of the aged, what they are going through, and then they had opportunity to also ask a few questions on what the state is doing for them.
And what have the speakers been saying?
The speaker after speaker emphasized the need for disaster reduction and management to consider the aged. For example, where would they assemble? Who should they report to? And then for people who are volunteers who are going to help the aged, what are they going to do for them? How do they carry them? How do they treat them? So they were calling for a lot of communication between NADMO and the aged on disaster management and reduction.
A lot of stress has been placed on the inclusion of the aged in this year's celebration. Is the inclusion of older people in the day being actually felt?
Well, it was, but unfortunately what happened was that every speaker that mounted the podium spoke in English, and most of the people who were there, most of them couldn't understand English, and so you found some of them sleeping, not even understanding what was going on. So at the end of the program, when they were given the opportunity to ask questions, one older woman got up and Inga told them that she didn't understand anything that was said. She was sleeping, and then when they are clapping, somebody just pokes her, and then she also claps. She didn't understand what was going on, and so the MC, who was Gertrude Opariado, had to take time to explain in Ga exactly what was said. And then they all began to clap when she spoke in Ga and in Chi, trying to explain exactly what was said during the program. And so I think that was the only flaw. But aside that, the whole thing was interesting.
Thank you very much, Gloria, for your report.